All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Insider Bobby Belts from 105.3 The Fan. He joins us live in studio right now. Bobby, good morning.
Good morning.
That was not pretty.
No, that was bad. But I mean, part of the issue here is it was bad as you maybe expected it would be, given the way the run defenses looked. I think the biggest issue with this is how unsurprising it was, in that they were just wholly unprepared to do anything to stop what the Ravens wanted to do on offense, particularly running the ball. And I mean, they had a stretch in this game in the third quarter, Baltimore did, where they ran the ball 12 times in a row. They ran it 12 times in a row for 112 yards. And I mean, that's just, that will get you beat every single time in the NFL. You can't just be bleeding in the run game.
Yeah. And that's what Mike McCarthy talked about this. He was like, when it's on film, you know, it's out there for everyone to see. So you expected them to do something. Mike Zimmer have some kind of answer for it, but there was nothing.
Yeah, and I mean, some of this feels like it's probably schematic with what Zimmer wants to do, but a lot of this is also, you know, Mike Zimmer's scheme can have Mozzie Smith in the right gap to make a play on the run, and it's not going to matter if Baltimore's able to just move Mozzie Smith as soon as the ball is snapped. If he's not going to provide any resistance, then, I mean, there's only so much that a scheme can cover. I think that there's definitely things that need to be tweaked and adjusted within the defense in terms of the way they're attacking things schematically, but there's a ton of issues with personnel right now that I don't know that there's an easy fix for.
So the adage is, the old adage, the game is won and lost in the trenches. And, I mean, it's really true. And the Cowboys, they not only can't stop the run, they can't run it themselves.
No.
It's the big boys up front, offense and defense.
They're having trouble running the ball efficiently, and obviously the volume attempts aren't there because they're falling down big in these games. And so they're not able to try to, you know, take advantage of the run game or establish the run game when you're down 14-3 pretty quick. And so that's an issue right there, is just getting the opportunity to establish the run game. But even when they've gotten the opportunity to do it, it's not very efficient. And then you mentioned the trenches. The pass blocking has just been really brutal the last couple weeks. Tyler Guyton had a lot of problems yesterday. Cooper Beebe had a lot of problems yesterday. That's, you know, your two rookies on the offensive line there. And I think you're seeing it play out in a way that Dak is showing a little more timidity in the way that he's approaching the offense. Like, he's trying to get quicker throws and shorter stuff, and they're not able to just kind of drop back and wing it the way they had a lot last year because the protection's just not there.
I saw a lot of frustration on the Cowboys players on the sidelines, and that's something you don't like to see. What do you make of CeeDee Lamb getting kind of upset and then Micah getting upset? Is this just, they're just frustrated, no big deal, or is there something more?
Yeah, I tend to, I know there's two different schools of thought on this. Mine is generally, I don't have a problem when, you know, you're getting beat down if you're expressing frustration on the sideline in your discussions about trying to make it better. I've had more issues in the past with when CD last year against the 49ers, when things went poorly, he got angry and just kind of isolated himself on the sideline and removed himself from the team. That's a bigger problem to me than trying to hash things out or communicate. And Dak has told him that. Dak's told us in the media before that he's had these discussions with CD where he says, if you're frustrated or you're upset or there's something bugging you, like, let's not worry about the optics of what the camera's here to hit. Just, like, hash it out with me because we need to do that. And so I think both of those instances yesterday were just issues of guys frustrated about the result and trying to find an answer.
And now we got the Giants coming up Thursday. This is the one that we've all looked at on the schedule and said, well, they'll win that one.
Easy.
What if they don't?
they might not. The line has already moved in Vegas, I think, from 6.5 to 4.5 this morning. So a lot of people are pushing money on the Giants. But look, I think Dallas is objectively better than New York. They're a more talented team than New York. But there may be some stuff that New York is going to say, well, we can take advantage of this if these other teams did, and we can, you know, really press them on this issue and have some success. And if they lose that game to the Giants and there's a 10-day layoff leading into 3-0 Pittsburgh and, you know, defending NFC North champs, the Detroit Lions, in the 2 weeks after that before the bye, you could very reasonably be staring at 1-5 into the bye week. And if that happens, now we're talking about people might get fired.
Heads rolling.
Yep. All right, Bobby, appreciate it. Thanks so much for coming down. Our Cowboys insider, Bobby Belts from 105.3 The Fan, with us here on KRLT.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!